Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're looking at the old adage that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And unfortunately, the words that people use and the things that people say to us or about us are actually really, really quite powerful and can have quite an impact on our own well-being and how we feel about ourselves and on the relationships that we have. Unfortunately, this is an area which is so often overlooked with glib sayings like sticks and stones may break my bones. One of the biggest reasons this is a problem is that any form of verbal abuse or verbal harassment is so often associated with other types of abuse as well, including emotional, social, and even physical abuse. So it's quite an important thing. When we think about the types of verbal abuse, from name-calling to derogatory terms, swearing, raised voices in relationships and in discussions, words as weapons and words that are used to attack the other person, words that are used in social situations to create social isolation and issues. Sarcasm can be another form of almost abuse in relationships, and even the lack of words. So silence can also be a hallmark of abusive relationships and types of abuse. And on a societal level, these types of abuse, the words that are used and the slang that gets used actually perpetuate a whole variety of social issues like racism, sexism and homophobia, and increase the likelihood of other forms of abuse and discrimination occurring, because words are the vehicles of our ideas. So in relationships, whether they be friendships, whether they be intimate relationships, whether they be work relationships, types of verbal abuse are particularly common when emotionally charged issues come up, stress in the relationship, where there is incidents of disagreement over the course of action or the approach taken, where one party feels unheard and responds quite emotively around that and starts to actually address the person rather than the issue, or where people feel powerless or powerful and want to dominate and control the other. In any situation where one party wants to hurt the other, unfortunately, the words that we use are one of the most effective ways to do that. So what can you do about that? I would encourage everyone to think about the social impact of the words that they use each and every day and actually ask themselves, would I like to be called that? How would it feel for me to be on the receiving end of that? And importantly, is this a veiled form of attack? In any situation where it's emotionally charged, where there's an issue between you and another person, it's really, really vital to stick to the present and stick to the behaviour and not the person. Because when we're actually labelling and name-calling the person and not sticking to the behaviour, that's where it gets very personal and really, really dangerous. And lastly, this week's mind game is to check in with your own vocabulary this week, your inner monologue, and ask yourself, do you use terms like sex and gender, culture, nationality, religion as a way of actually describing and understanding something? And could this increase the risk of prejudice and discrimination in your life and the words that you use? Remember, words are power, so choose your words wisely this week with mind games.